Levin, Democrats seek to overwhelm, imprison Trump and choose the 2024 GOP nominee. By Jeff Poor on April 3, 2023. Sunday, FNC host Mark Levin opened his program blasting Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's decision to prosecute former President Donald Trump, an announced candidate for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. According to Levin, the prosecution was an effort by Democrats to lock Trump out of the nomination and select the GOP's nominee. Transcript as follows. I wasn't planning on doing this show this evening. In fact, I had gone to Mar-a-Lago and spent several hours with President Trump, interviewed him for today's program. There is a fantastic new book coming out, but that's going to have to wait for another day. And after I spent the afternoon with President Trump, I left Mar-a-Lago. He had invited me to dinner, and I was going to come back. And while in the car, I heard about this outrageous effort by the Manhattan District Attorney. And then I did come back for dinner and I sat with the President and the former First Lady, and others. And I must tell you that this is a remarkable man. He's strong, he's courageous. He's also very compassionate about you, the American people, and he has withstood what most people could never withstand. As I speak, there have been four grand juries investigating the man for the most preposterous phony crimes. All run by Democrats, all in overwhelmingly Democrat cities with Democrats sitting on the grand juries, with Democrat judges, Democrat potential juries. And I want to get into this a little bit. But before I do, I want to say a few things that will no doubt get me on the FBI's most wanted list. You might even see my picture at a post office. Do they do that anymore? I don't know. Let me read this to you, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands, which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitlement. A decent respect to the opinion of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form, as to them shall seem, likely, most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. When a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right as their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the Declaration of Independence, and that will be considered provocative what I just read to you. There are certain elements in this government. The use of federal law enforcement, the use of Democrat district attorneys, the use of George Soros's money, and so forth and so on. If they are not thrown off, if they are not at least controlled, well, then we will lose our republic. Because it's my argument this evening, that we are already surrounded and immersed in a tyranny that's unlike anything we've seen internally in the United States. Let me read you something else that will no doubt put me on the FBI's most wanted list. The Crisis by Thomas Paine. I used to have an original copy of this pamphlet, I gave it to our friends at Hillsdale College. It starts off, "These are the times wants to try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman." Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet, we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods. And it would be strange indeed, of so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Very radical, isn't it? It's time for we, the people who love this country, the people who are patriots, it is time for Republicans, moderate Democrats, independents, people of goodwill, to stand up and be heard. Of course, I'm not talking about violence. That's the other side. I'm talking about democracy. I'm talking about the founding of this nation. You look at these issues that are being raised against Donald Trump. It's not about the law. It's not about taxes. It's not about business filings, and did he put an issue in the right credit or debit column or anything of this sort. This is an effort to destroy Donald Trump, after he left the presidency. And now is the leading Republican potential nominee for President of the United States. Against the regime in Washington, against the Biden administration, against the Department of Justice and their special counsel, whose family is heavily involved in the Democratic Party. We have Democrat metropolitan areas that are run by district attorneys who are elected by the same Democrats, some with the support of Soros, Democrat grand juries and judges, and this is where they're taking their battle. They can't win on the battle of ideas, and they have no intention of winning on the battle of ideas. This isn't about some non-disclosure agreement or the president told somebody help us find votes, or to use a warrant and a SWAT team on a document case against a former president, or to try and interfere with the constitutional process under Article 2 and use criminal prosecutors at the Department of Justice as opposed to Congress to resolve these issues. This is an onslaught by a Democratic Party who despises this country, who is filled with individuals who despise this country, whose legislative efforts are to transform America into some kind of a tyranny. And that is what's taking place. And in these various cities, Republicans, Trump supporters, especially Donald Trump himself, he cannot get a fair break. It's an impossibility. You know, we have in our Constitution, a jury of peers. What's a jury of peers? Well, we look at their race, sometimes we look at their sex. Sometimes we look at their age. How about we look at their political affiliation? Jury of peers? Where does that come from, jury of peers? As I said, it's in the Constitution. It's in the Sixth Amendment. It comes from the Magna Carta of 1215. That's how long jury of peers is a matter, and jury of peers matters if you're going to have due process. So they drag these matters in front of Democrat grand juries by Democrat prosecutors because they know. They know that Donald Trump and anybody associated with Donald Trump can't possibly have their due process recognized. We have a prosecutor in Washington, D.C., who has the support of an Obama-appointed judge who just retired to violate attorney-client privilege. That goes back hundreds and hundreds of years under the excuse of the crime-fraud exception. One lawyer after another representing Donald Trump is being forced in front of a Democrat grand jury by a Democrat prosecutor to discuss what he discussed in confidence and under privilege with his client. So as you can see, the entire system is being transformed in a tyrannical system. This isn't about the law, any specific law. This isn't about justice. This isn't about equality under the law. When you hear Schumer and others talk about nobody is above the law, there is no law here. This is rogue, absolute rogue Democratic Party power. The Democratic Party seeks one-party control. Remember this book, American Marxism. That is exactly what's going on in this country. Let me cite something to you. The demand for absolute one-party control over the body politic, through various extra-constitutional schemes and other means. That's what the Democratic Party is doing. As Marxism does not tolerate the competition of ideas or political parties. These efforts include changing the voting system to ensure Democratic Party control for decades, which has as its purpose the eradication of the Republican Party and political competition, attempting to eliminate the Senate filibuster rule. So all manner of laws can be imposed on the country without effective deliberation are challenged, threatening to breach separation of powers and judicial independence by plotting to pack the Supreme Court with like-minded ideologues, planning to add Democrat seats to the Senate to ensure its control over that body, using tens of billions of taxpayers' funds to subsidize and strengthen core parts of the Democratic Party base such as unions and political activists, and facilitating massive illegal immigration, the purpose of which is to, among other things, alter the nation's demographics, and eventually add significantly to the pro-Democratic Party voting base. These actions and designs, among others, are evidence of an autocratic, power-hungry, ideological movement that rejects political and traditional comity and seeks to permanently crush its opposition and emerge as the sole political and governmental power. Wow. Is that going on? You better damn well believe it and wake up to it. The Republican Party is under attack. They seek to destroy it. The conservative movement is under attack. They seek to destroy any opposition and any contrary views. We have an FBI and a DHS under Joe Biden that's worked with social media platforms to advance their agenda. To censor people they disagree with, to interfere in elections like the Hunter Biden laptop and so forth. We have the entirety of federal law enforcement, including those that deal with foreign threats and terrorism and so forth. The entirety of federal law enforcement focused on parents who dare to challenge school boards and teacher unions. Why? Because teacher unions are a strong part of the political army of the Democratic Party, carrying out their will. We have federal prosecutions of innocent human beings who believe in life, who oppose abortion, who are protesting under the First Amendment protected under the Bill of Rights in front of abortion clinics. They're throwing the book at them. Meanwhile, we have churches that are firebombed and attacked, and people are not being rounded up and prosecuted for that. We have anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party. We have racism spreading in the Democratic Party, all kinds of horrors taking place. Our civil liberties are under attack. The Democratic Party is attacking separation of powers. They reject the Constitution and the people who wrote it, unless they can use it to attack it. And now Donald Trump. Why Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump is not Chris Christie, because Donald Trump is not Asa Hutchinson, because Donald Trump is not Larry Hogan, because Donald Trump is not your typical Washington Republican. Donald Trump is a really unique historic figure who has been standing up to all of these elements in the Democratic Party, and increasingly in the Republican Party and in the media. He is a man who uses common sense. He is conservative, but not by ideology, by experience and practice. He loves his country. He has tried to confront these elements within the country who do not love the country, who are perfectly happy with the status quo. He took the third term of Obama by defeating Hillary Clinton. It was Hillary Clinton's turn, and he defeated her. They were surprised and they have spent every waking moment to try and destroy him, and they fear him. And they fear if he comes back, he will be even more effective in his second term than he was in the first term. This is absolutely hard what is taking place. We have crossed the Rubicon now. We've crossed the Rubicon now where a former president, who was the number one contender for the Republican nomination, has been targeted and attacked. They seek to imprison him, not just charge him, but imprison him under charges in Washington. They hope, in Atlanta, they hope, in New York, they hope. They seek to overwhelm him, imprison him on state charges and on federal charges and choose the Republican nominee by the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is a tyrannical party that is dragging this country into tyranny. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.